It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up after the 9:30 news, Dion Cole will be here. We'll talk about his new Comedy Central special. And then we'll also talk about the demise of the Bronzeville Club Jokes and Notes. Just came out, kind of hit social media this weekend. And then people confirmed it today that Jokes and Notes planning to close. Kind of the worst kept secret, I think. And people knew about it. Mario Smith, our next guest, knew about it. He's a commentator. He's a poet. He's a host of news from the service entrance at WHBK every Thursday in Hyde Park. Also a part of the Harper Court Music Series, which will be next week.
Next week, Wednesday.
Yep.
Micaiah McCraven is playing.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be dope.
So, but I mean, Jokes and Notes, that's a great club. And a lot of people don't. I mean, if you've never been to Jokes and Notes, it is a club that sort of is a heartbeat for Southside comedy.
Absolutely. I mean, it was the grandchild in some ways of All Jokes Aside, where Robin Harris used to work out, and a lot of great comedians, and Milt Trenier's, and all those great places where Bernie Mac and all that stuff. Them closing is. You know, I don't know what the circumstances are behind it because I'm not that close to the situation. So I'm not going to, like, you know, get on here and say something crazy. But it's kind of sad that it's closing. But I know that Leon Rogers is going to be hosting the final thing. I think Dion's going to be there. I'm sure he's going to be there. I know Marlon Mitchell will probably be there. Lil Rel will probably be there. It'll be some really good guys. It's going to be funny.
This weekend.
Yeah, it'll be something.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that have been happening in your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, let's talk about politics. Governor Rauner got a little bit of kerfuffle on the South Side. Kerfuffle, I think, is a good.
Kerfuffle.
Yeah.
Can I buy that at
you
a pastry store? Kerfuffle?
You can.
I like kerfuffle.
Frosted and non-frosted.
And you know what almonds on it?
You can get almonds on it, too. You can toast it.
So, to
celebrate Juneteenth, the governor was going down to the DuSable Museum. Father Flager said, well, not so fast. We don't want you down here because you've cut services to the poor. There's no balanced budget. You're balancing the budget on the backs of people who live in this community. Talk about that, because that kind of bubbled up a little bit into the news on Monday, but not a huge story. But it was talked about a lot.
Huge in Blackville. Where all the black people live, because we didn't like it.
What was the deal?
It's a slap in the face, really. Okay, so how about this? Let's say your child, you have a son. Let's say you are the governor. Now, that's a bad analogy. Scratch that.
Okay,
Forget all that. Let's go back.
I'm not a good governor. I'm not a good politician.
I think it's disingenuous for him to come to the city of Chicago, period. Offering up some kind of, like, he's Juneteenth Santa Claus or something.
Like a photo opportunity.
Yeah. Why would you even bother to come here? When the neighborhood you're in surrounding the University of Chicago, those schools are all in trouble. The mental health facilities that are around that DuSable Museum are all closed. And they're not all his fault, but you inherited this mess, as he put it, from the previous governor. And so now the previous governor and that maddening hairstyle of his is in jail. This dude is killing the city and the state by refusing to sign a budget. It doesn't take that long to sign it, but he wants so much for so little. He's not fit to be in the position. And if anybody continues to think he's fit to be in the position, I question their judgment.
Yeah, but I would say, as the governor of Illinois, I mean, he's going out of his way. It would be something if he's like, okay, Juneteenth, which is the day that sort of celebrates the abolishment of
it was the day that
slaves.
The slaves got told slavery was over, but they missed the actual day that it was. They were told late.
So that, I mean, he did make the move to go to DuSable to throw
Come to my barbecue with Kool-Aid and think I'm going to just let you in.
I know, I get it,
but
there's no devil's advocate that says that maybe the governor is sort of saying this is important to the residents of the city of Chicago on the South Side. I'm going to come be a part of it. I understand it. I may not be popular here, but I'm going to come be a part of it.
I'm not sure if Governor Rauner really knows how unpopular he is across the state.
How about in the black community?
He is not on the message board. He doesn't even get a post-it. He is done dealing. But here's the problem, though. You got guys who in the community, that apparently I am the one black voice up in the, No, I am not. In the community that threw their support behind him under the guise of, well, the Democrats haven't done anything for us. Well, now the Republicans haven't done anything for us. So you can sit on the rooftop of your church, or you can hide behind your flock in your gigantic church and try to convince people that so you can get an appointment from the state that this is the right way to do things when it is not. Governor Rauner is not well liked in the black community, man. I mean, I'm a black dude that does not like him. So I know if I don't like him, it's got to be at least 150,000 other black people that don't like him. And I like everybody.
Mario Smith is a commentator. He's a poet. He's a radio host. He hosts News from the Service Entrance WHBK on Thursdays. Also part of the Harper Court music series, which is going to be next week, Wednesday in Harper Court. Let's take a quick break. We come back. Let's talk about cold cases. This is important to you.
Yes.
We kind of teased it before the segment started. I want to get your take on this. Mario Smith in studio. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Mario Smith,
hey.
A monthly visit with poet, commentator, all-around Renaissance man. He's the host of News from the Service Entrance on WHBK.
And The Clock is the Enemy.
And The Clock is the Enemy,
on
the podcast.
Radio, yeah.
And also, he's going to be part of the music series, Harper Court Music Series, which is next week, Wednesday, at 53rd in Harper.
It's going to be
Court
fun.
In Hyde Park. Let's do it on the phones. Paul. Paul, you're on the line. Paul, you got something to say about Governor Rauner being in the black community at DuSable Museum. Go ahead.
Hey, Justin, I'm listening to your guest, and he's dissing Bruce Rauner and really saying that he's somehow against the black community.
No, never said that. I said he's not. I said he's against everybody. He's against the entire city of Chicago and this state by not passing that budget. You know, it's almost a year since the state of Illinois has had a budget. If he does not pass this budget, the damage that's already been done, not just in the black community, but in the city, will be amplified by the fact that the budget has not been signed. It has nothing to do with one community over another. But to come to DuSable is disingenuous and at best kind of sketchy and suspicious.
Like pandering? Like he wants a photo shoot?
He's not running for election. Why come? And then on top of that, the same day that he said he wasn't coming, he made a little side remark that, you know, I think we're going to run again in 2018. So
I think, Paul, you're still on the line. You know,
yes.
The idea that the governor would go down for a campaign stop to talk on a day that's an African-American holiday when the African-American community is not loving the way that the budget stuff is going down. I think that's the point, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, you point out the African American community. How should that be different than the rest of America?
Oh, but see, Governor Rauner is not the president.
I mean, really, how is that different than any other person, Latino or Asian? And why should they be treated differently? Right. And how are they treated differently? I struggle with this.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Thanks. I think the answer, and I'll let Mario talk, but the answer
is that...
Oh, you
can speak
for
the black community.
No, but the black community is organized in a way that it's political, it moves as well, and it doesn't want Governor Rauner being able to come in and use it as a backdrop for... to say that he's governing the state of Illinois when a lot of his policies are actually almost
killing.
In direct opposition of the interests of that community.
And to Paul's point, you know what? You're right. This isn't one community over another. This is the entire city and the entire state that Governor Rauner is holding hostage by not signing the budget. Or even to make it better for Paul, by not sitting with the Democratic ruling legislatures and say, this is what I want to do. Let's work this out. We need a budget in Illinois. The numbers of people that are leaving the state are alarming. And they're leaving because the state is...
Mario, do you at all put any of the blame on Democrats? Like
absolutely.
If Mike Madigan tried to do the same thing to DuSable, would Father Flager say, get out of here?
Why are you here? You should be... They should be in session now, tonight, passing a budget, not trying to jump on a Juneteenth day.
There is a Cubs game, so they got things to do. All right, let's talk about violence. School's out today. The Chicago Public Schools are done. you tweeted out that watching from your vantage point as the kids got out of school today was alarming.
It was like Westeros. It was like Game of Thrones, man.
Let's talk about school. I mean, there's been a lot made about violence prevention programs, job training, jobs in general being cut for the summer because we don't have a budget in place. Do you think those things will have an impact on what happens on the streets of Chicago in the summer?
Yes. And I'm a little worried that there won't be money for cops to have to work overtime. And although that's a city thing, I guess, more than a state thing. I'm a little worried that schools may not open because they have no money. So they say. And again, this budget impasse is hurting the entire state and it's hurting everybody in it, not just one community over another.
All right, so let's talk about cold cases. Mm-hmm. This is near and dear to you because your friend Rudy was the woman who was gunned down, I guess, accidentally outside of Starbucks. There was a, as we heard the story about a month ago.
Yeah, 32 days ago.
She was coming out of a Starbucks, and she was unfortunately in the wrong place at the wrong time as a reputed gang member was next to her, or at least someone who was a target of a drive-by. They missed.
Mm-hmm.
They hit Rudy. Rudy was you went to high school with Rudy.
Yeah, I went to Chicago Vocational.
Talk about her.
Yvonne Rudy Nelson didn't – I don't know if there was a bad bone in her body. The years that I've known her, she was nothing but – upfront and a peach and well respected. People saw her when she walked into a room. It was like it was almost like it's almost like your big sister was coming in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever you were doing, if you were like cursing or talking crazy, you kind of straightened yourself up. You didn't want Rudy to be like to you. She has millions of friends, man, and she worked for the city for 14 years. And my problem is the day that she was murdered, the Chicago police held a press conference in the media center at police headquarters about a block and a half away from where she was shot, talking about how 140 people had been rounded up and it got them off the streets. Well, you missed one. And the one that you missed shot my friend in the chest. Now, the problem with that is 32 days later, the day of her funeral, ABC 7 reported that they had someone of interest in custody. Well, you can only hold a person for 24 hours. So that person isn't there anymore. So now 32 days later, there's nothing, nothing. The family doesn't know anything. Friends don't know anything, nothing. And as frantic as the city of Chicago's police department is to tell people what they're doing, it is really odd that in this particular case, they haven't said a word. There are cameras all over that neighborhood. The ballpark, IIT, that Starbucks has cameras in it. Why hasn't the police made a move to make this a priority, if for no other reason, because it was so close to police headquarters?
Well,
it's troubling.
It's a classic story we hear in Chicago all the time of somebody. I mean, Chicago did mourn for Rudy in the
Absolutely.
Way that the day of and the day after. I mean, I remember being on the air hearing that, being like, oh, that's terrible.
Absolutely.
And then 2-3 days go by, maybe after the funeral, and the stories stop being printed, you know, and we always have this thing of what happens to the victims, what happens to the story once it's out of the headlines.
Well, you know,
and in this case, you've been following it and you've been sort of trying to come to an understanding of how the process works when going through.
Well, I absolutely want to know what happened.
Justice,
I want to know what happened, not just for Rudy, but there are hundreds of cold cases in Chicago in this year alone that are unsolved. I understand that the numbers are way up and there are only so many police that can do the job.
Right.
But when you can't tell me that every one of these is just non-solvable. There's just no solution to who did it. I have a hard time believing that.
Well, I mean, could it possibly be the fact that, you know, high profile or high sort of publicity will make things move. I think of Tyshawn Lee, obviously the 9-year-old. Was a 9-year-old
yeah.
kid that's in the alley? That's a terrible
story.
But I
mean, Janina Watkins was 6 months old. They're three-year-old kids getting shot. And it's like, oh, well, so-and-so was shot and the police have no one in custody.
Well,
and then they never do.
I guess I'll speak for the police. I find it hard to believe that they would not be interested in pursuing or finding the person. They probably have an idea who it is. They're trying to figure out how to go about pressing charge. I don't know what it is, but I doubt it's any sort of conspiracy where they just don't care.
No, I don't think it's anything like that. The point is, for me, though, 32 days, hundreds of cameras. Every one of those cameras has a different angle. There is no, I just can't wrap my mind around the fact that they don't know something. And for the sake of the family, tell them something. Don't leave them hanging for 32 days. And tomorrow will be day 33. I keep looking online, putting her name in. I got a Google search for her name. I have a rather news alert. Nothing. Talk to a friend of mine that works with CBS too. My man, Brad Edwards, solid dude. Nothing. He said the police stopped talking. That's alarming. Because if they're not talking about that, and it's a block and a half away from police headquarters, they're not talking about any of them. What do you need? More police? Goes back to Rauner and the budget. Because if there was more money for more police, maybe we'd be able to solve more of these cases. But there are so many cold cases in this city. It's alarming.
Well, keep us up to date. I mean, I'd love to follow up and you know, make sure that the people who did this to Rudy are brought to justice, especially in the city of Chicago. And I know police are working on it, and it takes time. I don't know much at all. And maybe we can get someone from the police on to talk about how cold cases move forward and what stands in the way. That might be a good segment.
And I would like to be able, and I would like to say, first of all, thank you for letting me be on again. I don't know why this keeps happening, but I appreciate it. I am concerned that if it's a cold case for her and it's a cold case for all these families across the city, not just in the black community, but around this city, if people are driving on Lakeshore Drive at Balboa and Michigan getting shot, that's an issue. So it's a bigger issue than just the cold case thing. That's more of a societal thing. I just want to know who killed my friend. I want to know why she went to go get some tea and got shot in her chest. This is who did it, who did it, who did it.
Mario Smith is a poet and commentator. You can hear his show News from the Service Entrance on WHBK every Thursday. He's also going to be involved with the Harper Court Music Series, which is next week, Wednesday at 53rd in Harper in Hyde Park. Mario, always great to see you.
Shout out to the Promontory. Peace, y'all.